News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
WSJM News Now is brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berry and Cass and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Democratic candidate for governor Gretchen Whitmer ended a tour across West Michigan yesterday with a town hall in Benton Harbor. It was mostly a night for her to listen, with folks telling her about the issues on their minds.
Young men who are in the prison systems, who have been over-sentenced, who have been underrepresented, who have not got any redress.
We need to be running and taking care of our waterways and all right here in the state of Michigan.
While there's other common concerns were support for struggling schools and road funding and skilled trades like education. As Whitmer told us, she's taking the information she hears from people and building a platform if she seeks her party's nomination for governor.
I know that what I'm hearing from people is that they are ready for a big change in Michigan. And I think that having been the leader of the resistance for so many years, I am in a great position to be that change that we so desperately need.
Whitmer said education is among her top priorities. She wants the state to stop shortchanging schools. She's now collecting signatures to appear on the ballot, and she told us she'll have enough by the deadline. Her stop in Benton Harbor yesterday followed stops in Grand Rapids and Muskegon. Congressman Fred Upton has thrown his support behind a plan that would require sexual harassment training for all employees of Congress, as well as the members themselves. That comes shortly after allegations of sexual misconduct about Senator Al Franken and Congressman John Conyers.
This is very troubling. It really is. I mean, for our office, we've had an office policy for decades, a written policy that all of my staff and myself certainly know about.
Upton says all members of Congress should know the rules. He expects the new standards to be adopted soon, noting Senator Franken has asked for an ethics investigation into himself. Upton says it is appropriate. The city of Benton Harbor is now taking applications from anyone interested in serving on the new City Income Tax Oversight Committee. The body will determine how revenue from the city's new income tax will be spent each year. It's estimated that could be more than $2.5 million. The deadline to apply to be on the City Income Tax Oversight Committee is Wednesday, December 27th at 5 p.m. The applications can be dropped off at Benton Harbor's city clerk's office at City Hall. To find out more, call City Hall. With the cold weather here, the Van Buren Conservation District is asking those who use firewood to avoid taking wood from one area to another. The district's Eleanor Siraki tells us invasive insects like the hemlock woolly adelgid leave their eggs in the wood over the winter.
Firewood can really easily move around forest pests and fungi that can really negatively affect the trees that we have in our woods. We're asking people that they leave their firewood at home, whether it's going out to deer camp or it's taking it for a late season bonfire, and they purchase their wood where they plan to burn it.
Hemlock woolly adelgid kills trees. It's been found around the Holland area, but so far not around here. Siraki says firewood users can keep it that way by buying their wood wherever they are and not transporting it. The Mark III Grill and Bar in St. Joseph is the latest winner of the Celebrated Service Award. A Celebrated Service Award is given out by Celebration Cinema each year to salute businesses in the theater chain's area for their high level of service. Celebration Cinema's Emily Lokes tells us more than 31,000 people cast their votes for Celebrated Service Awards around the state.
In Benton Harbor, just a huge outpouring of appreciation for these businesses that really see people and respond in a creative way and make people feel great about both what they needed to accomplish and that they feel like they're special customers.
The Mark III serves up steaks, seafood, and Mexican fare on M139 near Miners Road. Co-owner Bob Camp tells us they try to wow each customer.
Sometimes you feel like maybe they're going through the motions, and I never want that to happen. And you see it some places, and I just can't allow it to happen here. So we really accentuate the customer service end of it, and I truly want the staff to be tuned into the guests and be sure that they have everything they want. I make sure they're knowledgeable.
The Mark III takes the title of Celebrated Service Award winner from the Mason Jar in Benton Harbor. Now that it's been selected, the winner, the Mark III, gets $5,000, a package of movie-related prizes, and a spotlight at Celebration Cinema Theaters for about the next year. Camp says the staff is excited. Now out on the highways are extra patrols by Michigan State Police. First Lieutenant Jim Flegel tells us troopers around the state are taking part in two enforcement campaigns for the Thanksgiving travel period. And they are Operation CARES and Drive Sober, or you get pulled over.
Thanksgiving holiday period is the second deadliest holiday for Michigan traffic crashes, and there's always deaths on Thanksgiving weekend for impaired drivers. And we shouldn't be planning funerals at the time where we should be giving thanks to the people, our loved ones around us.
Flegal says Thanksgiving weekend is a dangerous time on the roads. In 2016, there were 10 fatalities, including 5 pedestrians during this period. Well, in 2015, there were 11 deaths, which 5 pedestrians. State police are teaming up with local agencies all over Michigan's 83 counties to bust reckless drivers and drunks through Sunday. The Pokagon Band of Pottawatomie's Four Winds Casinos have announced a donation of 1,000 baskets of food to those in need around northern Indiana and southwest Michigan. Senior Vice President Scott Brewer tells us the casino started putting together holiday meals around Thanksgiving at the urging of employees who wanted to help people.
4 years ago, our employees encouraged us to do this type of thing. So it was an employee-driven philanthropic venture. So what we did was we decided, okay, we're going to feed people at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
This week, Four Winds delivered meals to organizations including the Food Bank of Northern Indiana in South Bend, Decatur Human Services in Decatur, the Methodist Church in Hartford, and Child and Family Services in Benton Harbor. Brewer tells us each basket contains a turkey, potatoes, veggies, and dessert. Each basket feeds 5, meaning the casinos fed 5,000 people with them. And it's a sign of the season. The John and Dede Howard Ice Arena in St. Joseph is about to be open for the winter. And the rink on Napier Avenue at Niles traditionally opens up for the year on Thanksgiving Day with open skate for everyone. Tomorrow's hours will be from 4 to 8 p.m. That's 4 p.m. when it opens tomorrow. After that, each day will feature an open skate hours along with the organized activities. We will have the full schedule posted for you at WSJM.com. You can also find it on the City of St. Joe's website and check it out to see more details. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
Local interest. American Electric Power, 76.58, down 0.19. J.P. Morgan, 98.61, down 0.32. Chemical Bank, 54.06, down 0.76. Cisco Systems, 36.45, down 0.20. General Electric, 18.17, up 0.34. IBM, 151.76, down 0.19. Microsoft, 83.11, down 0.61. Fifth Third Bancorp, 28.42, down 0.06. Stryker, 154.77, down 0.96. Whirlpool, 166.54, down 2.34. XBO Logistics, 76.65, down 0.59. Stocks ended mostly lower in pre-holiday trading Wednesday after the release of the Federal Reserve's November policy meeting. The Dow Industrials ended 65 points down to 23,526, and the S&P 500 declined 2 points to 2,597. This is Al McKee with Hilliard Lyons, where we take a team approach to your investment needs. At 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News now continues. There's a very big to-do list for Congress when it gets back from the Thanksgiving break. Next week, congressional leadership will huddle with President Trump on a game plan. ABC's Karen Travers has details.
President Trump will sit down with the so-called Big Four congressional leaders next Tuesday at the White House. The meeting includes Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Paul Ryan, Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. On the agenda, the big-ticket legislative items still on the to-do list, including the Republican push for a tax bill and a deadline of December 8th to fund the government. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A Minnesota state senator resigning amid accusations of sexual harassment, ABC's Ryan Burrow reports.
The attorney for Democratic State Senator Dan Schoen says his client will resign and dispute the allegations, including that he grabbed a woman's buttocks at a Democratic Party event and sent a female staffer photos of male genitalia on Snapchat, claiming the images were taken out of context. It comes a day after Republican State Representative Tony Cornish resigned amid allegations of unwanted sexual advances toward lobbyists. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Kosovo has welcomed the conviction of a Serbian military chief on charges of genocide and other crimes during the Bosnian War. And Kosovo's foreign ministry recalled its own ethnic Albanian population, like Bosnians, suffered at the hands of Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic and his generals, who, quote, applied in Kosovo too all the forms of crimes described in the charges. An acclaimed former U.S. gymnastics team doctor has pleaded guilty to sexual assault. ABC's Janine Norman has the latest from the victims now speaking out.
Larry Nassar is accused of molesting more than 100 girls dating back to the late 1990s and including his time as a doctor at Michigan State University.
We were silenced. We were mocked. And our abuser was told time and time again, I'm on your side.
Rachel Denhollander is a former MSU gymnast and says while the former USA gymnastics team doctor has finally been stopped, the culture that allowed his predatory behavior has not. Janae Norman, ABC News, Washington.
Almost 3 months to the day after Harvey slammed into Texas, killing more than 80 people and damaging at least 200,000 homes, residents of the Texas Gulf Coast are celebrating Thanksgiving however they can. Some are gathering at churches that have held large meals for people displaced by the storm. Also, volunteers are spending the holiday away from families as they help to rebuild. On this date in 1963, President John F. Kennedy was shot and killed in downtown Dallas. Dealey Plaza, the site of the assassination, remains one of the city's most popular tourist destinations, and that's where we find ABC's Jim Ryan.
The Warren Commission said it was simple. Lee Harvey Oswald, acting alone, fired the shots that killed President Kennedy from a sixth-floor window of this building at Elm and Houston Streets. But 54 years later, the controversy swirls.
I think that the government is hiding something.
The only thing I'm pretty sure of is that Oswald couldn't have done it alone.
And I do not think he acted alone.
The recent publication of previously classified FBI documents has done little to quell the debate. Jim Ryan, ABC News in downtown Dallas.
Meanwhile, on this very busy travel day, major headaches and one big airport hub at Denver International, says ABC's Alex Stone.
The problem in Denver has been its automated trains that bring passengers from the main terminal to concourses. The automated system went down. The timing could not have been worse, so the airport has been manually operating trains, and at times they've gone down even then. That's created huge backups at security checkpoints, and now they have extremely long lines.
And the upcoming Star Wars movie looks like it's going to do some big business at the box office, obviously. More now from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
And I need help.
No help needed for Star Wars The Last Jedi. The first box office tracking for the second film in the third trilogy is out, and it shows there's no fatigue in the franchise's popularity. The film headed for a stellar $200 million or more opening. If it cracks $200 million, it would be only the fourth movie to do so. 2015's The Force Awakens is the all-time opening weekend champ at $248 million. Hard to say if Jedi will beat that, but it'll likely have the biggest debut weekend of the year when it's out December 15th. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.